Hello, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hopefully everybody's doing well today. It's been a while since I was able to do an audio, so I'm kind of really joyous to do this one. I just finished up a few notes yesterday, and today I got the perfect time to do it. So let's do that. I like doing these because it's nice to dig in the scriptures, and it's a good reminder, encourager, rebuker, whatever it is that it does for us, helps get our focus right, you know, anytime we go to the scriptures. But it is nice to dig a little deeper on some of these women topics. So we're going to go through, let's see, Luke 10, 38 through 42, but I'm mainly going to focus on 40 through 42 for the verse by verse. And like I did the other times, I'll just pick out some of the key words. We'll talk about them and then kind of summarize at the end. So let's see. Luke 10, 38 through 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So if we look at some of the key words, I picked the word cumbered out of verse 40, and then we'll just go through a few more of them. It means to drag around, to distract, to draw around, to draw away, to be driven about mentally, to be distracted, to be overoccupied, too busy about a thing. And so you can see that it's basically somebody doing that to themselves. They're making a big deal of something that could be really simple. They're being driven about mentally, or we might use a term kind of like driving yourself crazy, you know, doing so many things that you really don't even need to do, or doing a whole bunch of things but not really getting anything done. So it's something Mary did to herself, and we'll see later that she was kind of trying to push Mary, or like push a little blame on Mary or something. Serving is attendance, aid, ministering, especially those who execute the commands of others. So as saints of God, both sisters and brothers, we all are in a way servants to one another in various ways. But today we're going to look at women's roles, because like cooking and cleaning and things like that are servant roles for women. And in this case, that's probably what Martha was doing, you know, Proverbs 31 things. So let's see. Care, that is to be of interest, to concern. And so someone has to be paying attention in order to care or be concerned. And it's clear to see that Jesus saw what was going on, because he acknowledged that Mary chose the good thing, and he kind of rebuked Mary or Martha for being anxious and troubling herself. We'll see that later. And so let's see the next word, left. That means to abandon or depart from. So if we look at that in context, it looks like Mary departed from her to go sit at Jesus' feet, and she left Mary, or I'm sorry, I'm getting Mary and Martha mixed up. She left Martha to her cumbering about and her being overoccupied, and we know Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, so you can see a contrast there. Alone is forsaken, destitute of help, remaining alone. And so Martha's by herself, and we've already determined that Mary left her to do it on her own, which stands to reason as she was making a big deal over things when she really shouldn't have. And let's see, bid, to speak, say, or command. And we kind of know what that one means. So we'll move on to help. That means to take hold, cooperate, assist, strive to obtain with others. And so when people work together, they're helping accomplish a particular task or something. And Martha wanted Mary to join her. Well, I guess since she was like over anxious and cumbering about making a big deal about it, she wanted Mary to join her in on that. Maybe she thought if Mary joined with her, it wouldn't be so bad and maybe there wouldn't be so much to do. But it seems to me Martha might have made a list that was too much to take care of and not necessary, because otherwise Jesus might have had Mary go with, but he didn't. He said she chose the good part, and we'll see that. We'll talk about that later. So careful means anxious, troubled with cares, and we see Martha doing that in her cumbering about. that same word careful is used in Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we'll move on to troubled. It means disturbed, disquieted, to be troubled in mind. So Jesus kind of rebukes or corrects Martha, saying she's anxious and troubled or disturbed. Those are not good traits to have, because we just read in Philippians 4:6, we're not supposed to be that way. Needful is a requirement or necessity. And so here Jesus makes the distinction of what's necessary or a requirement, and that's being with him, not being driven crazy by all the work that Martha put on herself, which is keeping her separate from Jesus. Chosen means to select, to pick out, choosing one of many. And so once again, we see Jesus like giving her a rebuke or correction in that area of scripture, showing the difference between the troubles that Martha chose and the good that Mary chose by being with him. Good. It's got a lot of them in there. Like we talked about good on one of the other verse by verses. Benefit, well, useful, agreeable, excellent, upright, honorable. I really like going into these words because it gives you like so much more depth than just the word good. So in that area of the passage, the opposite of good would be like what Martha chose to do. And that was getting swept away with the cares of this world and not of the Lord. That's just not good. Moving on. Part means a portion, an assigned part. Part as distinct from the whole. So we know it's like a piece or a part. So Martha might have been seeing all this as one thing, meaning the serving was like essential to Jesus being there. But Jesus kind of divides it and said, Mary chose the good part. And we see Martha chose the other part. And so we can learn from that in our lives. Like we can get really wrapped up in looking at a situation and see it all as a whole. But sometimes dissecting it can help us see what's the good part or the bad or whatever it is that we see. So it's good to see the individual pieces of an issue or a situation, but it's good to look at the whole part. And so we want to look both ways. So this kind of helped me see that. And the word not means absolutely negative. I like that. So there's no room for any positive in that, is there? And taken away means to remove or cut off. So Jesus is saying that like what Mary chose will not be taken away from her, meaning that it's the truth and his teachings. But if we look at it and think about it, Martha's can be taken away from her because once she's done being distracted and making a big deal of something she shouldn't, it's going to be over. It's going to be done and gone. But Mary's going to walk away with something more valuable than a good meal or whatever Martha was fussing over. So now I think we'll just go over all this with the meanings of the words put into the verse, kind of like we've done before. So this is verses 40 through 42. That's what I'm going to do on this one. But Martha was cumbered about, distracted, too busy, and making too much of serving and ministering, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou now care and not interested or concerned that my sister have left and abandoned me to serve alone and destitute of help? Bid or command her, therefore, that she help and cooperate and assist me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and anxious and troubled and disturbed about many things. But one thing is needful, important, and necessary, and Mary hath chosen and selected that good, upright, honorable, useful, and excellent part and portion, which shall not be taken away or removed from her. I love that, going through there and putting all those in there. And so as I went through this and I was thinking about it, 1 John 2:15 came to mind. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I know we use that out on the streets a lot, but it made me think of love. What that means is to welcome, to entertain, to be fond of, to love dearly, to be well pleased, to be contented at or with a thing. And so I'm bringing this up in here because we can see maybe Martha was loving things. Well, obviously she was. She was loving what she was doing and what she thought needed to be done more than Jesus, who was there. And we knew he was only going to be there for a time. So we have to be careful to be not making our life so well-pleasing or content or feeling welcome here. And that's what Martha was doing. And so we got to be careful that we don't let our affections be set on this earth and be carried away in all these things of Titus 2 and Proverbs 31 and homesteading and animals and cooking, cleaning, canning, drying, tinctures, salves. I'm naming a lot of things I used to do that I really, really enjoyed. And they're not sinful. But if it takes up too much of your time unnecessarily, then you want to make sure you're refocusing and picking the good part. So we can border on sin doing good and godly things if it's taking over that which is even more important. If we're lacking in our spiritual life and we're not sitting at Jesus' feet, or meaning in his word, pondering, praying, and seeking truth, maybe witnessing, shining your light, sharing it with other people. If we're allowing ourselves to build so much of this world around us that we're really comfortable, we like doing that more than the simple things we could do to be in the truth, then we really got a problem. Colossians 3:2, set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. And so in this instance, like what maybe Martha was doing was food and cleaning the house. And I'm sure you sisters could think of a lot of things we could be swept away with, kind of like what I was talking about in a homestead or gardening and stuff. And that can take our focus off Christ and off things above and take our time with things of the world. We don't want to do that. And so think hard about this, sisters. We really don't want to be welcome here or content or, like what it say, dearly love anything of this earth. Because all those affections and, what does it say? Dearly love. All that love, affection, attention, time, all that should be mostly for Christ. And then we should just be, like, doing what we need to do just to get by. So I guess I would say, if I could just give some advice to sisters when it comes to cooking, cleaning, and things like that for saints who are coming, kind of like, you know, if we're going to have them, Mary, Martha, Jesus situation, you know, say you got saints coming over, it's kind of like the same situation. You want to be really careful that you don't do what Martha did and you do more what Mary did. And so I would just say, do just what needs to be done so you can focus on the Lord and his truth and the saints and why you're gathered, and keep the food really simple to prepare and clean up. Don't have a whole lot of choices to be distracting. Keep it inexpensive, because we don't want to be thinking that we have to spend extra money to impress anybody. Or it, maybe if there was like something special you wanted to do for somebody, but on a day-to-day regular basis, we want to keep things simple. And especially like in your daily life. So basically what Brother Tupos and I do, when I cook for brothers, they're going to get the same things that we eat. I don't really do anything over and above. Sometimes they'll cook things over the fire and they'll buy some things, you know, some meat or something that we don't normally buy, but it's still super simple. You know, I'm always looking at easy to cook, easy to clean, not distracting, not something where people are like really swept away in all this food or how awesome it tastes or how nice it looks. You know, you can, if it helps you, you can have some inexpensive paper plates. You can have sandwiches. Egg sandwiches are great. Peanut butter jelly sandwiches. I mean, it's food for the belly, belly for the food. Doesn't mean you can't cook. I mention a lot of that stuff because in the van, I can cook all kinds of things here. But the more people it is, the harder it is. So the more simple I want to keep it. And so let's keep our focus right, sisters. We don't want to distract from what we ought to be doing. We don't want to be a Martha. We want to be more of a Mary. And even when it comes to cleaning and stuff, a spotless house isn't going to mean anything in eternity. And a table full of food that took half the day to cook it and the other half to clean it, it's not going to mean anything in eternity. We want to keep a healthy balance in everything, other areas of our life too, you know. So anyway, just choose that good part, sisters. And I'm here to encourage you to do that. And let's keep reminding ourselves to do that and not get swept away with this world. And even if it is good and godly. So I'm going to leave us with this. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yeah, so we're going to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the rest of that stuff, it's all going to be added whatever it is, it will be what it is. So, all right, I'm going to let you go now, sisters. Thanks for coming with on that. I really enjoyed it, and I'll think about what might be coming up next. I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.